Erin felt lightheaded as she walked up the shuttle's landing ramp. She held her lightsaber hilt in her hand, held anger in her heart. She slowed when the Twi'lek stirred, groaned, and turned over to watch her approach. Erin held up her free hand and almost said, "I won't hurt you," but walled off the words before they escaped her mouth. She did not want to lie. The woman scrabbled backward, crabwise, eyes showing no fear, taking Erin in, until she bumped into the bulkhead. She slid up the wall so that she was standing. Erin stopped 2 paces from her. They regarded each other across the limitless gulf of their respective understandings. Outside, the sirens howled. Erin could no longer see Zerid. More important, he could no longer see her. The Twi'lek's eyes fell to Aaron's lightsaber hilt. Erin felt no fear radiating from the woman, just a soft, profound sadness.
"You have come to kill me?"
Erin did not deny it. Her mouth was dry. She belted her own lightsaber, took Master Zalo's in hand.
"I see your anger,"
the Twi'lek said. Erin thought of Master Zalo and hardened her resolve.
"You don't know me, woman. Do not pretend that you do."
She ignited Master Zalo's lightsaber. The Twi'lek's eyes widened, and a flash of fear cracked her calm facade.
"I don't," the Twi'lek acknowledged. "But I know anger when I see it. I know it quite well."
A sad smile illuminated her face, overcoming the fear in her expression. She was thinking of something or someone other than Erin, and the sadness she radiated increased, sharpened.
"Anger is just pain, renamed," she said. "This I know well too. And sometimes the pain runs too deep. Pain drives you, yes?"
Erin had expected resistance, a fight, a protest, something. Instead, the Twi'lek seemed resigned.
"You will kill me, Jedi? Because of Darth Malgus? Something he did?"
Hearing Malgus' name uttered stoked the heat of Aaron's anger.
"He hurt someone I loved."
The Twi'lek nodded, gave a single short outburst that might have been a pained laugh.
"He hurts even those he himself loves."
She smiled, and her soft voice sounded like rainfall.
"These men and their wars. His name is Veridan, Jedi. And he would kill me if he knew I told you. But names are important.